This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taylor in Philadelphia.
Hey, what's up, bro? Can I get another Budweiser and a shot of JMO?
Cold Budweiser. JMO, two fingers. Check out.
Thank you, my man.
Yeah.
Question. So, do you think the Browns-Ravens game was more of an effect of the Browns are returning back to where they should be based on paper, or do you think the Ravens were frauds playing the Dolphins and the Cardinals and everybody
well,
was hyping them up?
Carver High said some stuff to that effect last night. Are you willing to stick to that maybe they didn't play anybody and they were overrated, and that the Browns – you know, here's the deal. I thought the Browns really let things be very simple this game. They gave Baker Mayfield a quick assignment. Get rid of the ball, throw it to your stars, Landry, Beckham a couple times, and they gave Chubb the ball. So the play action was working and the running game was working. The Ravens couldn't stop the run all day. The guy ran roughshod all over him. The game was decided because you couldn't tackle Chubb at all, and he did whatever he wanted with the ball, which means first downs, time of possession, easy, just moving the chains all day because you couldn't stop the running game. So I think the Ravens' defense, to me, looked a lot different than it used to with a Sizzle in there, your boy Suggs. They looked a lot different to me. For the first time, they got exposed. And I actually think they got their hands full big time in Pittsburgh on Sunday.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying that they're not a good team. I just don't think if we know that yet. And the first 2 weeks, they whacked Miami and they beat Arizona at home. And as the season goes on, we find out that those are probably two of the five worst teams in the NFL this year. They were getting blitzed by the Chiefs and had a late-in-the-game comeback to make the score look close. And then they got ran over at home by the Browns. So where's the big win that they've had so far? Who have they beaten?
Nobody.
Miami and Arizona. Okay, now, a lot of teams around the league haven't beaten anybody good yet. But to say that they're a great team, I think that them, like a lot of other teams in the league, we still have to get a little further down the road before we know that.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.